Welcome to Tidoligo with Bookmakers at tidoligobookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for listening. Education is both a wonder and a curse. And why is it a curse? I'll tell you why it's a curse. I have been reading about book design, interior book design, space between the sentences, margins, what goes in the header, what goes in the footer, all sorts of stuff. And as I learn, I have to go back to the books I've already set up and change them or tweak them or do something different. It's interesting to learn, but it also requires a lot of adjustment on my part for books I have already done. For example, this last week I have done three books. I have done three books I've already done before, just to make them look a little better and to have copies. The three books are Calvado, The Priests of Hiroshima, and The Venetian Slime Woman, all from my Calvado Pentology. And as I've gone through and changed things, made margins different, and put different things in the headers and footers, and changed line spacing, etc., etc., I have also made corrections. The most disturbing are the spelling corrections, which I usually thought I spelled correctly. And even worse than that is, worse than the worst, using the wrong word. I have come across three words that are misused, there and there. I spelled one the wrong way and one the wrong way again, meaning the other one. And of course, I've also gone through and changed a little stories and increased or decreased plots and characterization. So I think the books are a little bit stronger now. They definitely look better. Now all I need is covers and sales. Sales would be nice. Also, while doing that, when I was tired of doing one thing, I would start doing something else, and that was writing another book. I've written two books. One book is called Feeding Vicky's Corpse. It's a murder mystery with a part-time slash detective slash policeman solving a conspiracy. And the other one that I am finishing is called Giapan. Giapan is about a Japanese ronin who goes to Spain in the 1600s, runs into Cervantes, and has an adventure with two angry guards and a nun. And I was stuck with what I should do next, and after only, almost a year of letting my brain think about it, I think I've come up with a suitable last third. The first two thirds are already up. The last third is now in my brain, and I have to do it. But I would like to finish Feeding Vicky's Corpse next. It's up to 104 pages. It's up to 38,000 words, if that means anything to anybody. And I want to top out around 50,000 words, but I also want to make sure the plot is clear. It's one of the strongest plots I've ever written. Most of my books are strong on the characters and has a plot. This one is strong on a plot with characters. I guess that makes it a reasonable book. I hope people like it. I'm going to show it to a couple of people before I set it up on the computer and print it out and make it into a book. So far, I have three books ready to be bound after having learned more about the interior of a book and how it's designed. Fun and frustrating, that's what it is. Once again, the music is by Maya Filippi. Stories from Emona. Thanks for dropping by. See you next time.